listening to Your Take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN News. Presented by Progressive Insurance, I'm Jason Fitz. Let's get you started out with the headlines that you need to know. It's a good year for Naomi Osaka. Wow. She's been a Grand Slam champion and number one in the WTA rankings. Now she's number one on another list. Top earning female athlete. Congratulations. According to a story posted on Forbes.com on today, the 22-year-old player earned $37.4 million from June 1, 2019 to June 1, 2020 from endorsements and prize money, which brings her up past Serena Williams in that span. So congratulations to Osaka, who comes in for a one-year record for a female athlete. She tops the previous mark that had been held by Maria Sharapova from that in 2015. So number 29 overall, Williams is number 33, but she takes number one for the top-earning female athlete. Congratulations to her. Next up on the headlines, the SEC is going to announce or has announced today that athletes can begin using facilities on campus for voluntary workouts June 8th under strict supervision of designated university personnel and safety guidelines developed by each university. So presidents and chancellors from the SEC's 14 universities are the ones who make the final call after extensive conversations within the league involving the commissioner, Greg Sankey, athletic directors, and medical officials. So we'll see what this means moving forward. Remember, the NCAA Division I Council already lifted the moratorium on workouts with its vote on Wednesday, allowing voluntary on-campus activities to resume in football and men's and women's basketball starting June 1st. We'll see how this works for each school moving forward. And lastly, a sad headline for the NBA community and Utah Jazz fans. Longtime Jazz coach and legend Jerry Sloan has died at the age of 78 today. The Jazz announced Sloan died from complications from Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia, which he'd revealed in diagnosis for in April of 2016. The quote, Jerry Sloan will always be synonymous with the Utah Jazz. He will forever be a part of the Utah Jazz organization, and we join his family, friends, and fans in mourning his loss. That's part of what the team had to say in their official statement today. First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're asking you guys to round out your foursome. Get to pick a pro golfer, one other athlete, and one celebrity. We're doing this in honor of this weekend's matchup. They'll get the rematch between Phil and Tiger. And with that, they're now adding Brady and Peyton. So with all eyes being on that on Sunday, the question is, how would you round out your foursome? One pro golfer, one other athlete, and one celebrity. That's what we're asking you to do. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you get in on the conversation. David in Dallas, give me your foursome. How are you rounding out your foursome?
I'd like to see Snoop Dogg as my celebrity, Rob Gronkowski as my athlete, and Vijay Singh to round off the golfer.
Okay, why Vijay? I got the other two. The whys on the other two are easy. Why Vijay?
Because it would be comic relief watching such a stringent kind of cut and dry person have to deal with Rob Gronkowski and Snoop Dogg.
That is epic. Now let's acknowledge here that I don't think most of us would be ready to party at the level that Snoop can or at the level that Gronk can. So I'd only be good in that cart for about three holes of golf before they would be functioning and I would be laid out making just an absolute ass of myself. So, but I love all of that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get one more in here. Let's go to Josh in Ohio. Josh, what do you got? What's your foursome? How are you rounding them out?
Hey, Jason, for the call. I got Tiger Woods, Steph Curry, and Adam Taylor.
Why Steph in that one?
Well, I heard the other day on radio on one of the talk shows about how Steph has been really passionate about golf, and I say he's really good at it. So I love watching him at the player. So I think it'd be cool to – I mean, you talk about having a good chance to win. I think him and Tiger could be a chance to win.
Yeah, no, I look, if you're out there to win, I think Steph might give you a better shot than some, for sure. You know, I'm not sure you have as much fun on that. Maybe you do, but maybe you do. I don't know. There's the different approaches. Some of you guys are building it, to try and make a love connection. I've learned that. Some of you guys are building your foursome to try and have some fun. And then some of you guys are trying to win. I guess the amount of money at stake would also be a factor. So we'll keep taking your take, but let's get to some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And that comes in the form of an NBA conversation. There is at least a concept now that the NBA may play its season out in two different sites. One being Orlando, the other likely Las Vegas, as they can do the Eastern Conference on one side and the Western Conference on the other. They can put everybody respectively in those areas and then look at a 1-16 seeding of the playoffs. So with the Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, Stephen A. and Jalen Rose broke down their concepts of what the NBA is talking about today on First Take.
I don't just like it. I love it. And Max, I really love the two locations. And I want to clarify something that I saw you guys debating yesterday. It would be, in theory, trying to play in teams 7 through 10 in the playoff race, which would mean you're talking about 20 teams, 10 from the West, 10 from the East. You divide the Western teams in Vegas, the Eastern teams in Florida. And if you think about it like that and you do that math, that's basically 150 people. Vegas can accommodate that. Florida can accommodate that. And I'm talking about just players. And like you just alluded to, Max, you can inflate the support staff as much as you want. And it could be 1,000 people. And you're now dividing that into half. So therefore, 500 on the East, 500 in the South, and 500 in the West. I think that creates the bubble that can insulate them enough. And for everybody, don't feel so very bad. The accommodations will be plush. It's not like it's going to be 15 people staying in a one-bedroom apartment. Like, they're going to have their plenty of great accommodations to help pull this off. And I really like engaging 20 fan bases. Now you have squads that were 7 through 10 excited about being in it. The intrigue of what if a Portland gets in? Can they upend the Lakers? Can they play against the Los Angeles Lakers? What about in the East? Is Philadelphia going to get healthy with Embiid and Ben Simmons? And so this creates a level of intrigue and enthusiasm, and I think it'll be a fantastic idea if the NBA can pull it off.
Jalen and Max, there is something that we did not broach, and I'm going to bring it up right now because I think everybody should be absolutely positively excited about what I'm about to say. Jalen, lean back in your seat and get ready for what I'm about to throw at you, bro. Remember all those conversations that we've had, not East, not West, just the top 16 seeds, the best 16 teams, and put them in the playoffs? But the hesitancy was with, you know, if L.A. was number one, hypothetically, and Boston was number 16, then you'd have to do that travel. Well, guess what? You don't have to do it now. If you only got two locations where they're at, excuse me, there's no traveling involved. They're right there. This is the perfect opportunity to explore number one going against the number 16 seed, a la the NCAA tournament per se. The highest seed in each bracket going up against the lowest seed and coming together that way. But as opposed to, you know what, you're a weaker team in the East, but you have a higher seed, and you're a stronger team in the West, but you got a lower seed because there were so many strong teams in the West. You can eliminate all of that and just have the top 16 seeds and go from there. It is the perfect time to try that.
First Take, your take on ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz, and that was some Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart. Yeah, I mean, Stephen A's right. This is the perfect time to try this. Since they've already been talking about a 1 through 16 seating, why not do it now, sort of sneak it in, see if everybody's cool with it, if fans like it, if people respond to it, and then what do you know? Next year, you just keep it if it works. And if it doesn't work, you throw it away, and nobody's any the wiser because it was just what you did during COVID-19. That all makes a lot of sense to me. ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. We've been taking your take. If you could build your foursome in honor of this weekend's golf event, one pro golfer, one other athlete, one celebrity, how are you doing it? Quinn in Jacksonville, I like this one. Quinn, what do you got as your foursome?
Hey, number one, thanks for taking my call. Tiger, obviously. Then I'll take Peyton Manning, and then I'll take Bill Murray. He's just a ride in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. You got no funny, a little funny, and very, very funny. So add some levity to the group.
See, we're getting a lot of tweets for Bill Murray, but we haven't had a lot of calls for Bill Murray. And I feel like Bill Murray is sort of sneaky here because as a massive SNL fan, I just want to get all the stories. Like, I'll come back to, for me, I want to be amused and have great stories the entire time. So give me some ability to make connections that I can use for future work, right? Then give me the ability to hang out with everybody and hear the stories behind the scenes. Bill Murray's sneaky on my list. I thought it was going to be Ryan Reynolds as my celebrity, but I don't know. I'm torn. Like, Bill Murray seems like it might be a better play. Eli in Louisville, what do you got, Eli?
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call. I'm throwing you a curveball or a knuckle puck, as it were. My pros, Happy Gilmore. My athlete is Steve Yzerman, and my celebrity is Barry Melrose.
So you're not a hockey fan then at all, Eli, right? Like I'm not catching. Look, I respect the fact that you put in Happy Gilmore, even though I mean that might be a little bit cheating. Like Happy Gilmore's not an actual golfer, so there is a little bit of a cheat there. Does anyone know? Is Barry Melrose any good at golf? I don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure. I would be in for it just for the fashion sense of it, though. Like, I want to see Barry Melrose always with the suits, right? I want to see what he looks like on the golf course. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you get in on the fun. That's how you tell us how you would put together your foursome. You get one pro golfer, one athlete, one celebrity. That's what you're going to do. So, speaking of things we're going to do, we're going to veer a little bit here and have a little bit of fun. I got a buddy that is putting out a record today. An EP is out today that's had a lot of success in country music over the last few years. And it's rare that I take over and say, hey, we're gonna get one of these guys to come on. But knowing that he's put out an EP today and he's just a great human being that also happens to have some kick-ass songs, we're having him on. Country singer Jordan Davis joins us now. Jordan, thanks for the time, man. We'll get to all sorts of music stuff. But first, you get to put together a foursome. You got one pro golfer, one other athlete, and one celebrity off the top of your head. We're just throwing this right out to you. Who you got coming in for your foursome?
All right. Celebrity, I'm going to go Jake Owen, dude. Jake's a killer golfer.
Oh, that's sneaky. You're right. The people don't know that. That's a good call.
Let's see. The pro golfer, I would go with, I would go Spieth. Okay. He seems like he's down to drink a beer too, which is key in my golf game. And then athlete, is that the other one?
Yeah.
I would go MJ because I'm heavy on The Last Dance right now, and it's just like, dude, I would get to play 18 holes with MJ. So yeah, there you go.
Okay, so
Speed.
That's a solid foursome. I'll give you some credit, but I'm a little surprised because anyone that doesn't know, you went to LSU, right? Like you guys just won a national championship. Like Coach O didn't make it in there. Like you're not hanging with Coach O in the cart.
Yeah, I don't know. That would actually be I'll put Coach O in there just for comic relief. I don't know. Maybe I wonder if Coach O's a golfer. Maybe he's not. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But, you know, it's obviously you've had a huge couple of years in the music business. You've had a lot of success. Three straight number ones. Now today you put out an EP. I think this is interesting to me because we're in a world right now where everybody's trying to figure out what's happening in sports, right? Like, no, there's nothing happening live. You can't play shows. You know, so give me a little bit of a thought of what it's like being in the music business right now, because we're dealing with it in the sports side. What's it like on the music side?
Man, I mean, it's the same thing. It's just like a bunch of uncertainty. You know, we thrive off of that live show, you know, and not even to mention really, it's like my guys, like that's how they make their living. You know, they get paid. I mean, you know, more than anybody with your time in Nashville, like, you know, it's you know, they get paid per show. So right now we're trying to find – or I'm trying to find creative ways to like kind of help those guys out wherever I can, you know, whether it be like, you know, video shows or, you know, Instagram live, stuff like that. Have them come over, play some songs and kind of treat it like a show for them. But yeah, man, just trying to do everything just to stay sane. You know, I mean, I think was a huge reason why we put this music out was just to try to have a little bit of a sense of normal, just in all these crazy times.
Well, and talk about that, because we're talking to Jordan Davis, country singer, and you put out an EP today, self-titled. Was there any hesitance in your mind in putting something out right now?
At first, I was thinking like, well, it's not like we're going to be able to tour it. But, I mean, you know, it's just one of those things where I had the music. Like we had recorded it a couple months ago. You know, planned on putting an album out in October, and all these songs were just sitting in my inbox. So I was like, man, what am I holding on to? Why not just get this out? If anything, you know, my fans could listen to something while we're all, you know, having to stay at home. So that was kind of what my thought behind it. And luckily, you know, the response so far has been great.
Well, and we've talked a little bit about the sports comparison, and I think it's key for anybody that doesn't know when you're coming off of three number ones, you have a lot of momentum, right? And so where's the balance for you in trying to figure out how to put out music and keep that momentum going, but also trying to keep separation and trying to keep quarantine in the mind?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're just leaning a lot on, you know, the video shows, video concerts. Just some way to kind of kind of release that live show, get the feeling back, and also, you know, continue to feed the fans because they miss it just as much as we do. But, you know, on top of that, like, just trying to – a little bit of a slowdown for us. Like you said, we had a great run on this last album. It had three songs top the charts, which was amazing. But it also made for really busy touring schedule and really busy, you know, summers, you know, radio station visits, all this. So the downtime, you know, and now I have a six-month-old daughter. So the downtime has been great in that I'm able to be at home, able to kind of watch her grow up. And so I'm just the silver lining of all this for me has been just a little extra time at home.
We're talking to Jordan Davis. He's a self-titled EP. It releases today. You can also check him out tonight, Country Outdoors Live tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Outdoor Channel. So Jordan, I mentioned it earlier. You went to LSU. You guys won a national championship this year. Have you used your success yet to get anything from LSU? Because we got to make this happen.
I know, man. Dude, I haven't. I want to meet Burrow. That's like my thing. Like, dude, he just brought so much joy to the LSU fan base that I just want to shake his hand and be like, hey, man, I appreciate everything you did for the school, for the program, everything. So I think that's going to be my first, like, kind of athlete card that I pull and be like, hey, man, can I know anybody to get me into Cincinnati to get some hang time with Joe? So I think that is going to be, like, I'm going to have to talk to some people at the label and see what they can do.
Hey, you know what? I got some buddies in Cincinnati at the ESPN station up there. We're going to start working on this for you, Jordan.
Dude,
I mean, anything,
let's do it.
Anything it takes. So
I know,
when you
– Hey, I hate we couldn't – we were trying to link up down in New Orleans. We were down there for the game, and it was just so crazy. And I know y'all were busy, but I was trying to see if we could sneak off and hang for a bit, man. I'm sorry I didn't get to link up with you.
Well, you know, it was a hectic time, but a memorable one. When you look at that moment for LSU and having gone there and have that fandom sort of ingrained in you, what's it mean when you finally see a national championship? Like, I don't know what it's like for any of my favorite teams to win it all. So what's that moment like for you as a fan when you're watching it?
Dude, no lie. It's seriously emotional. Like, I remember, like, just being there. You know, we'd had it locked up. Pretty much the tail end of the fourth quarter was just running the clock out. But, like, you know, I was just sitting there just like almost like I was invested, like I was in spring practice with them. Like, you know, I'd worked so hard to get here, but when really all I did was just hang out on Saturdays and watch LSU. But, like, it really is just such a – it's kind of a relief. It just – I don't know. Like, you end up getting emotional. For me, it was with Eloise as my daughter's, like, first – like LSU experience. She doesn't remember it, but like it was special for me for that to be like her first game and just like the team in general, man. Like I really do think it was one of the best college football teams of all time. Just amazing what they did through the season and then to have Joe take the Heisman and do it with Coach O. Like you said, man, like Louisiana born and bred and taking them to the promised land, man. It was a special one.
We're talking to Jordan Davis, a country singer. His new EP releases today. Also, you can check out the official music video. Church in a Chevy premiered this morning also. So a lot to check out there and get up with on Jordan, who's had just a tremendous amount of success, obviously, over the last few years. Jordan, when you're talking on Saturdays, because that's usually work time, right? Saturdays in the fall, for anybody that doesn't know, is a heavy time for country artists to be out on tour. I mean, you're still working.
Yeah.
So when LSU's playing and you're on stage, what are you doing? Like, is somebody, you know, somebody giving you anything in your ears? Like, is somebody telling you the score? Are you recording it? How are you watching the game?
So if it's a big game, like, you know, I mean, if we're squaring up against Northwestern State, I'll just like have somebody be like, hey, dude, just give me updates. Make sure we're not losing. But like, if it's Bama, Georgia, somebody like prime time, I record it. I will say to my fans, because I think they know I'm a huge fan. And what they'll end up doing is they'll end up holding the score up. So, like, they'll be out in the crowd, and they'll be giving me updates of the game. And for me, it's terrible because I'm up there, like, trying to focus on, like, putting on the best show I can. And I look up, and I see it's the second quarter, and we're down 17-10. That's going to throw me off. So I'm like, dude, don't do that. Don't give me any updates. I'll record the game. When the show gets done, I sprint back to the bus, don't check my phone, and I seriously watch it like it's live.
That's incredible. Who's the person you're trash talking the most when you're out there?
Oh man, there's so many Georgia fans in Nashville. Like it's absurd. So this year, it was really good to rub it into. I mean, Luke Bryan's a huge Georgia fan. My buddy Travis Denning's a massive Georgia fan. And like, I feel like everybody that's in the music business loves Georgia. So any chance I get to rub it in a Georgia fan's face, I'll do it.
That's amazing. All right, so Jordan Davis, check out the new EP released today, drops today, obviously, and then the official music video, Church in a Chevy, is out today also, and Almost Maybe is a single. You can get out there and check it out. And Jordan, man, congrats on all the success. Congrats on putting music out. I've said this a million times to our audience, and I'll say it to you. I think right now more than ever, people need a distraction, and people need some opportunity for escapism. So putting music out is an incredible way to do it, my friend. I appreciate you hanging out with us.
Dude, absolutely. Good catching up with you, Fitz, man. Hope we get to see you soon.
Oh, yeah, we will. Believe me, the touring world will be re-energized at some point, and you got to check Jordan out. Jordan, thanks for the hang, man. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. See you soon.
Jordan Davis, check out the record. Get out there. Support it. This is a great way right now, especially with the music that is out. It's a good chance to get out there and get a little escapism. You can also follow him on Twitter at Jordan C.W. Davis. You can get some of the music there. Find it, and it's streaming all over wherever you stream your music. So we're going to keep taking your take. You've heard his foursome. You've heard some of our foursomes. Round out yours. One pro golfer, one other athlete, and one celebrity. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to take more of your take. Plus, man, they got fired up on First Take today about James Harden. You do not want to miss the argument that ensued. You'll hear it next. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Don't forget the All In Challenge fundraiser continues to support organizations feeding those in need by offering incredible sports experiences that you can enter to win. Greg Norman is back in the All In Challenge. This time the Sharks offering an enter to win sweepstakes. That's just like a raffle. So enter to win like 10 bucks, 10 tickets. That's all you got to do. And you can win in the sweepstakes, the opportunity to play 18 holes with a man. There's other great golf sweepstakes like a private putting lesson with Tiger Woods or 18 holes of golf with Phil Mickelson. Remember, every single dollar raised benefits organizations providing food to those in need. If you want to participate, it's really tough times for a lot of people. Just a few dollars can make a big difference. If you have it and you want to participate, or you just want to learn more about what All In Challenge is doing, go to allinchallenge.com. These are incredible once-in-a-lifetime experiences you're never going to see again. It's really doing some great for the world, and just a few dollars can go a long way towards helping. So that's the way you get into All In Challenge. Don't forget, the way you get in here to round out your foursome, one pro golfer, one other athlete, one celebrity, you call 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you tell us how you would round out your foursome. We'll get back to your take in just a minute, but if you've been listening the last couple of weeks, you know that First Take's been going up and down the roster with their primetime players. Every day we get higher up the list as they give you the primetime, the best of the best, the best players in the NBA this year, and now it is time for number six.
Sixth player on our First Take Primetime Players NBA ranking is James Harden.
Three-pointer, yes! James Harden is cooking!
The Beard is a scoring machine, averaging a league-leading 34.4 points per game this season. Including the 2019-20 season, Harden is one of eight players in NBA history to average 30-plus points in three straight seasons.
Step back, three, good!
Since entering the league in 2009, no player has more 30-point games than Harden. Player number six, Rockets guard, James Harden.
So Harden comes in at number six. That means that they're telling you there are five players. This is Captain Obvious cape I'm wearing right now, that they think are better in the NBA today than James Harden. And that is where things get contentious, because with Harden at number six on the list, it created a heated debate. Jay Williams joined Max and Stephen A. And when Max says he doesn't think that Harden's a top five player, and it had the guys going off.
In the regular season, Harden, and even in recent years, goes from around 30, sometimes over in the regular season, to a little over 20 in the playoffs. Through long playoff postseason,
could you pause there?
Year after year,
Max,
low 20s.
Max,
he cuts
pause there.
Max, third
James
in the
Harden
playoffs.
He's finished top two in the MVP votes 4 years. 4 years.
That's one.
Include, and the hold one on, year got MVP.
Yeah, but the highest leverage games.
Hold on, Max, give us an opportunity to address your point.
Don't talk okay, your wait, point and go one. To commercial. That's, give us an opportunity to get to your Stephen point. A. Your points. I'm not going to my point. I'm going to that, your point. That,
that's
your
right.
point is you're not taking
That's right.
Into
I'm responding to both lows,
Max. But we want to respond to you.
I'm responding to both of you. That's right. So that's for you. For Jay, if Steph Curry ran a D'Antoni offense, can you imagine what his numbers would be?
Yeah, we can, Max. He'd have great, outstanding performances, and then he'd have stuff when they fall off. And plus, Max, you bringing in all of these numbers. Jay, help me out here. Does not the playoff game change? Doesn't the game slow to some degree? When you talk about one of the primary things they do come postseason, Max, is they get back on defense and they turn you into a half-court team. And so the opportunities that were available to you in the regular season isn't necessarily available to you to some degree in the postseason. So when you look at guys
hit your
whose games
back
are primarily
threes.
Perimeter games, it's never the same. It's never the same.
Hit your threes under pressure. Hit your shots under pressure. Harden has done a very bad job of hitting shots under pressure. When you talk about the top five players, Kawhi and LeBron and the Freak and KD and Steph are better than Harden.
Max, can I
Harden's
ask you a,
great player. He's not
Max,
top
can
five.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Max? So this is about this is not to say that none of the shots were incredible that he was able to make. But, like, just, I mean, you're a reasonable guy, right? If is it easier to do a show
not
with
really,
me and
but
Stephen
go ahead,
here on
Jay.
The show as opposed to if you're so, like, it's like, so having KD and Klay Thompson on the court, does that help you with making big shots? Because there's so many, if you're scheming defensively, you have to guard multiple players, so it gives you more optionality within the offense. Whereas opposed to if you're Houston, who's the ball going to? Who's the ball going to?
But Jay,
everybody knows going to take the shot.
Daryl Morey has surrounded Harden always with another guy who can make plays off the dribble and shoot, and shooters everywhere you look.
But Max,
stop right there, Max. Hold on, Jay.
Kevin Durant.
Stop right there, Max. You just brought up Daryl Morey. What I'm saying to you is this. Oh, from a total perspective, you're right. But when you're talking about the optimal moments that James Harden failed to capitalize off of, who was he going against at that moment? He's going against the scenario Jay presented to you, not overall. That's the moment that you're literally
who are you taking out of the top five, Stephen A.
That's the point.
Who are you taking out of the top five to put Harden in? That's what I want to know.
How many times have I said to you, how many times have I said to you, it depends on the moment? How many times have I said that? When I got 82 games to think about, I'm going to take James Harden in my top five. If I got a moment in the last 2 or 3 minutes, excuse me, it might be Steph Curry.
Considering everything,
if you
have a team.
Coaching,
you
I might
forget about
Harden,
the situation. You have a team. Who do you want? Name the five.
Steph Curry.
Giannis.
You have to name your top five players, Stephen
Depends
A.
Depends on what
who
I need.
Who is out if Harden
Depends
is in.
Depends on what I need. It doesn't.
It is not dependent. I'm not
Depends
saying you make a team. I'm saying you're listing the top five players in the NBA. Who's six? You have a list?
Hey.
Well, I'd probably put Steph Curry at six. You know what? I might put the Greek Freak there. Okay. He still got to get a perimeter shot for me.
First, take your take on ESPN News. Good God. And people say, what are we talking about when there aren't sports? Oh, fired up today, the guys were about the way these rankings are going down. I'm still sitting here scratching my head trying to figure out how AD was buried so low on this list. So we'll continue next week to get numbers 5 through 1, obviously, throughout the course of the week. And then maybe that'll sort of explain some of the logic on where they've gone. First, take your take on ESPN Radio. We're taking your take. You're rounding out your foursome. One pro golfer, one other athlete, one celebrity. This all in honor of this weekend's golf event where we get Mickelson versus Tiger with the addition of Brady and Peyton coming in. So let's take some of your take. Travis in Virginia Beach, what do you got? What's your foursome?
Hey, how y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call. So everyone's picking a lot of the Tiger. I want to go Ricky Fowler because I remember him being real funny on the ESPN commercial, checking the milk being sour, and he's younger and he's got style. And then we're going to go with, for celebrity, I'll say celebrity because I got a special one for you on that one. But as far as athlete, I don't know if you let me have Tony Romo, or if I can't have Romo, I'll take Michael Phelps.
No, either one. Well, no, you can have Romo. I'll give you Romo. Fine.
Yeah, because I saw Michael Phelps, though. He drilled a 100-foot putt like nothing. It was nuts. But then for my celebrity, I was going to choose your boy, Mr. Junior, over there on the Golic and Wingo show.
Good Lord, why would you take Junior as your celebrity? Come on.
Well, I was listening to him this morning talk about all those video games, and he was leaving a lot of them out. But I feel like him out there, once he gets a few in them, he'll probably have that like old school Donkey Kong swing. If you played Mario Golf ever, you got that one hand big club, just whack it on down there.
Look, I will say this. I've seen Junior play golf, and it's not always pretty, but it is fun. You would have a good time on that cart, and he would make sure that, at the very least, that the beer cart never drove too far away from everybody. I like that one. John in North Dakota. John, what's your take on this?
Well, my foursome would be consisting of some guys to make it an epically fun day and maybe make some money, too, on the side. I'm going with John Daly as my golfer.
Okay.
And then I'm going with Charles Barkley. I know he likes to gamble a little, and I figure I can maybe take a little money from him and a little side hustle. And I think
like
he'd
that.
Be super fun. And I'd originally thought for my celebrity maybe Seth Rogen, but after thinking for a bit, I decided I'd change that over to Dave Chappelle. We need some good jokes for the day.
So Chappelle's going to be the entertainment. I don't mind that take at all. And you're right, John. You're going to make some side cash on that because Daly and Barkley are going to put some. I mean, even if it's only dollars, there's going to be at least some side cash happening on it. It always surprises me, guys. I'll be honest. We come in and we say, "Hey, what's everybody going to be fired up about?" We never know. We try and find questions that you guys are going to be really excited about. We weren't sure today, and now we are sure because you have crushed it throughout the course of the day. So we're going to let you take over the rest of the show. We're going to get more of your take. Plus, some of the guys, I'm getting texts from guys that work on other shows that want in on their foursome. So we're going to round out the foursome. One pro golfer, one other athlete, one celebrity. We're going to get more of your take coming up next. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and ESPN News. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show today, go check it out. It's on demand. First Take, your take podcast. Been a really fun one. Brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card, sends an alert to your phone, and helps you fix them. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Don't forget, by the way, if you're missing baseball, you can tune in tomorrow night for an MLB Classic. Game 5 of the 2017 World Series between the Astros, bum, 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 and the Dodgers. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I'm Jason Fitch. We've been asking you to round out your foursome. One pro golfer, one other athlete, and one celebrity. You guys don't get to hear from the guys on the show very often, but I want to give you guys the opportunity to give yours. James, producer extraordinaire, been working your butt off for the show today and all the time. James, give me your foursome. Have you rounded out? Have you come up with your final list?
Yeah. It took me a while. It took me pretty much the whole show to try to figure it out. But my goal
good to know that you weren't paying attention.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's okay. I was working hard on that. You just didn't specify what I was working hard on.
Fair.
So golfer, I went with Greg Norman. Okay. He was a family favorite whenever I was growing up with the hats and the shark. You know, he's the shark. My athlete is, this is a very James thing. It's Chris Jericho.
Yes. For anyone that doesn't know James, big WWE fan. So there we go.
I'm a huge Chris Jericho mark. And my celebrity, people, you know, we've had a lot of people saying Bill Murray on Twitter. We had a caller say Bill Murray, but I'm going with Dan Aykroyd. Cause he's kind of out there. He's, he's the mind behind Ghostbusters, which is my favorite movie of all time. And like he's a big UFO guy. And I think that the conversations with him would be very interesting and right up my alley. Also, Crystal Skull Vodka, which he can bring along with him too. And, you know, that's a party.
Lighten things up.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay. Spencer, you got yours. Spencer also works on the show for us all the time. Spencer, what do you got? What's your foursome?
My golfer is going to be John Daly because I grew up with a John Daly driver when I first started golfing. It just said grip it and rip it on the shaft, which is kind of cool, you know, and he's the man, you know, he'll definitely lighten things up. My celebrity is Larry David, you know, obviously the creator of Seinfeld and, the star of Curb Your Enthusiasm, lighten things up as well and just have some laughs. My athlete is probably the person who I love most when it comes to sports is Pavel Datsyuk.
Wow. Oh, that is way, that is, you two have been doing no work on the show today to come up with these.
We're just crunching numbers back here.
Yeah, I mean, that is, this that is, yeah, this spectacularly
has been,
done.
This has been what we're doing. Yeah.
That's kind of fair. I don't blame you at all. Okay. I'm going to wait. I'm going to hold suspense and give mine in a second. Let's take a couple of callers and see where there's our Donovan in Virginia. What do you got as your, rounding out your foursome?
Hey, what's going on, man? For my golfer, I'm gonna get Jordan Spieth, and for my athlete, I'm gonna get International Pill, Global Pill. I'm gonna get Ronaldo, and for my celebrity, I'm gonna get Rihanna. You know, we got the fancy pop up shop. She's gonna bring some food there. Got the curry chicken oxtails. You know, the Rasta pasta. You know, just to have a good time, man. That's all, man.
Look, I like that call a lot, and look, there would be. I feel like Rihanna would be a blast. Like you'd be partying with Rihanna, and like every once in a while you'd. Might hit a ball, might not hit a ball. It doesn't matter. Like I think that's a good one. I like it. Derek in Virginia, what's your take?
Hey guys, thanks for the call. My professional would be Lexi Thomas. Actress would be Jessica Alba, and sports athlete would be Alex Morgan. Give me a cooler Miller Lite White Claw. That would be a dream come true.
I mean, Derek, you are. Shoot or shoot on that. Look, I appreciate the confidence in that group because but you've got some spectacularly beautiful people that also happen to – you've got some great athletes in there. But I think we know the intent there. You're trying to make a love connection. I don't know if it'll work for you, but I appreciate the confidence. And Kenneth in Georgia, what do you got? What's your foursome?
Yeah. I take Tiger and Jordan because the competition level – and competitiveness, it would be fun to watch in breed, not let alone say playing everybody else. But for my celebrity, I got to have a non-golfer and Kevin Hart because he would be a laugh to have out there making comments all day.
I love the Kevin Hart part. I hadn't even thought of Kevin Hart, and that's we got a couple of tweets on that too. One tweet came from Raider and Saints said Tiger, Charles Woodson, and Kevin Hart. Like I like the Kevin Hart aspect of it. Isaac in Cincinnati, Isaac, tell me what's your foursome going to be.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call. I got a John Daly, Ashton Kutcher, and Aaron Rodgers only because I feel like all of them would prioritize getting more messed up than whoever beats whoever on the golf course.
Well, and you know what? I can't speak to Daly, but I'll tell you at least Ashton and Aaron Rodgers – talking about two big country music fans too, though. So you're going to be drinking some cheap beer and listening to some country in the cart. Look, I'm all in for it. I've decided it took me a while. I've gone Spieth because I want to have some fun along the way. I'm going John Gruden because I want to get free Raiders stuff for life. That's really a major objective. The hardest part was the last one. You guys talked me out of it. I was Ryan Reynolds because I think he's hysterical and I want, you know, to be in his phone book, but Bill Murray's too good to pass up. I want the SNL stories from the 70s. He's going to give them to me and he's going to be eccentric. And he's going to say whatever he feels like because he's Bill Murray. So that's mine. You guys can keep tweeting him. It's been a blast. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. I know it's a weird Memorial Day for everybody. Try and take a second and just appreciate what the day's about, but also where we are and some of the good. Thanks for listening to First Take Your Take on ESPN News.